97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Boy, if you do a live broadcast in Eureka, they roll out the red carpet for you. And we got Mayor Sean Flower down here now to give us the key to the city. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hold on, we got him turned. Oh, you good now?
I guess.
All right. Sorry, we didn't have your mic turned up. Sorry about that.
Did you not get the memo? That's what you were doing?
No.
Oh, shoot.
No. I've got the key coming here soon. It'll be great.
Okay, it'll be delivered here in just a couple of minutes. Yeah. We appreciate that. But the fire and police chief took great care of us this morning, so thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that team.
It really is. Food, coffee, they had everything for us.
Yeah.
It's been great. So, hey, by the way, downtown looks great.
Yeah, it looks real good. There are a lot of businesses down here. It's a good restaurant district. We really try to encourage, you know, it's part of the reason to have you down. We're trying to encourage people to come down here and eat breakfast or dinner. It's a real vibrant area.
Yeah, we've always enjoyed our times down here, and the folks at Chicken Ellie's took care of us this morning with some great breakfast sandwiches. Oh, man.
We have some leftover if you'd like.
Hey, don't forget Sarah's, that cake.
Oh, my gosh. Cinnamon rolls, cake pops.
Yeah.
It's our whole table is like... food, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You guys didn't leave.
What did you bring us? Like,
no.
Oh, shoot.
Listen, I'm just, my presence is just going to be fun. The conversation will be great. You know, it'll be wonderful, so it'll be good.
So what's going on in Eureka these days? You guys got to open up your new Mike Wiegand Memorial Police Station.
Memorial?
Here, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're Memorial. You got to tell me what's going on. No, it's we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got our new City Hall Police and courts building that's going in, so we've been way behind on that for years. So that was a Prop E project that the residents voted on several years ago, and we'll be finishing up moving in there this fall, and that is named after Chief. And then we also have a bunch of flood protection work we've done the last several years, and then probably the biggest thing that's been a change on here lately, we just finished up a big ball field down here just to our our south. And we've been hosting baseball tournaments down here all the last year, so it's brought in a ton of people into the area. So we're a sales tax-based city, so we're always trying to the city's trying to do things that will complement the businesses and drive business to the area, and it's a great activity for kids. But we've been seeing a lot more tourism out of the area here the last year.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite communities in the St. Louis area, and I remember when I was still reporting at Channel 4 covering the story about when you guys allowed golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the downtown area. I think that's so neat.
Yeah.
I assume people really love taking advantage of that.
Yeah, we see a lot of golf carts down here. And they do little golf cart parades at times.
Oh, nice.
The stuff, and you have the Legends Golf Course that's in the back, so you got people that kind of drive in and out of here. So, but yeah, it's kind of like a mini version, like an old St. Charles or something like that, but it's closer for if you're in St. Louis County. So
yeah,
it's kind of
that's a good description.
Deal. Yeah.
A mini version of Old St. Charles.
I compare it to like a Cottleville.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of the same type of feel when you get down here. It's definitely its own little place. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good to see the community come out this morning and help the Focus Marine Foundation. These folks are great. And you said a minute ago when we called you up here, that was a tough act to follow with these two veterans we had up here. But, wow, what a story.
Yeah, and that's to me, there's something about that up here with the flag, the fire truck, the police, all the different first responders. But then that, I don't think I've seen anything that's brought home 9/11 and the cost of what we've been doing the last 20, 30 years. That really focuses the mind, and you know, for a radio listener, just seeing your guy, they couldn't see it, but to see your guys' face watching that story, I mean, I think they would. It's very moving. Like I said, it's a hard act to follow because that's probably the most symbolic thing I've seen on 9/11 in a long time.
True, and you know, obviously, we had Chuck up here a few minutes ago talking about the support fund for police officers, but. This community, man, it rallies around its first responders, doesn't it?
Yeah, we love our police, and we love our firefighters. We like a lot of our police, this community really understands, and we preach it from the city all the time. The cost and what those guys do for them on a regular basis, and like Wurgis was saying up here, our police are hiring. We're trying to do that, and we try and make that when we hire, we make that one of our biggest things. We say is when you come here, you're not going to have to worry about. Not having community support. I mean, it's really helped us. I mean, you'd be surprised how many police officers, that's a big deal to them right now, is having, there's the financial end of it, and but they want to know that they're supported by their community in Hertz. That's been very helpful to us outside of, you know, and attracting and getting people here.
You get that vibe when you come to Eureka, and I do think that's so crucial because, sadly, all these first responders who put their lives on the line to protect us, there's a lack of respect, I think, that we're seeing across the country for all of these people. But again, there's something different when you come here to Eureka.
Yep, I agree, and it's the community, and I think it's everybody's kind of on the same page with all that. So it's cool.
Yeah, very true. I know we hadn't talked a lot about politics here so far, but in St. Louis County, I was thinking about this. I talked to Mark Harder the other day, and obviously Dennis Hancock, and I know you've chimed in on a few of the controversies here in St. Louis County.
Occasionally, I've had a comment or two in St. Louis County.
I have noticed that on Twitter on occasion, Mayor Flower. So I just wondered this thing with Sam Page and whether or not he's double dipping and all this stuff. See, we don't have problems like that in Eureka. We don't have to worry about that.
Has he been your anesthesiology?
Yeah.
Has he been your anesthesiologist? You wake up from surgery and you realize Sam Page is standing over your hospital bed. Maybe Kim Gardner is your nurse.
No, I have not. I cannot confirm or deny, but I can tell you, as the mayor of Eureka, I double dip all the time because it doesn't pay very much. So it's not a full time gig.
But, yeah, we got him live admitting that down here.
Yeah, down here. I'm 100% a double dipper and proud of it. So,
well, you've got a fantastic city, my friend, and we always appreciate your hospitality when we bring the radio show down here. And I saw my friend Mark Reardon down here a few minutes ago. He bailed on me before he must have had a tea time.
Yeah, he said wasn't getting on the air. He was leaving. It was not dealing with Mark.
He took off too fast on me. I did plan to get him over here, but I appreciate him coming out to show his support. Bo Matthews spent some time down here with us this morning, and he is a fantastic supporter of Eureka.
Yeah, those guys, especially that police officer support fund, and Chuck's behind the scenes on multiple organizations doing multiple things around, so he's a big part of the community and a big help.
Well, we appreciate all you do. Eureka Mayor Sean Flower, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Happy to be here. Absolutely. All right, coming up, we've still got a couple of things we have not talked about. I want to hit a couple of the key sound bites from the debate last night, because that's what a lot of folks are talking about this morning. And apparently there are a couple of reports coming out that could affect when they drop interest rates. We're going to check in with Taylor Riggs, of course, with the Big Money Show on Fox Business as well before the end of the hour. Stay tuned. We're going to be back live in Eureka.